Take it from here and introduce this young lady.
Yes, Trish Stratus made her WWE debut in the summer of 2000. And after that, she forged herself a Hall of Fame career. And the night before WrestleMania, which goes next Sunday from New York City, she's going to the WWE Hall of Fame with the likes of Mick Foley, Bruno Sammartino, just to name a few. And I was lucky enough to catch up with Trish earlier today. And the conversation basically started when I asked, when she started in WWE, if she ever thought she'd have a Hall of Fame career.
You know, you always think I'd like to one day be given the nod. You know, I mean, obviously when you start off in an industry, you want to strive to be the best in the industry. I mean, I know I did. I know that my goal to just win the women's champion would mean that's what I'm trying to do. I want to become known as the best women's wrestler ever. And so, you know, obviously to get the nod in the Hall of Fame means you've made an impact in your industry and you've made a difference. So it's you know, an honor, and it's nice to know that, you know, all the blood, sweat, and tears, they paid off, you know?
Well, exactly. And you're going in the class of 2013 with a lot of big names, Mick Foley, Booker T, Bruno Sammartino, just to name a few. What's it like going in with those legends, being in the same class as them? And do you have a particular story of someone in the Hall of Fame that involves you?
Well, it's, first of all, it's like I said, it's a huge honor. The caliber of stars, I tell you, as a fan, you know, I came into the business as a fan. I remained a fan in the business, and when I retired, went back to watching the show regularly and just being a fan of the program and of wrestling, the industry itself. So I'm a little bit starstruck by everyone too, because it's kind of, I can't believe I'm in the same class as these people. And of course, you know, I'm thrilled to be, I've actually never met Bruno before, and I just, you know, he's a legend, and I'm thrilled that he's actually been, you know, obviously it's been talked about for years for him to be in there. I always used to say that him not being in the Hall of Fame was kind of like not having Wayne Gretzky in the Hockey Hall of Fame. So, you know, hearing the news that he got in for this year and knowing that I'm in the class is really special. You know, Booker T, both Mick and Booker T, obviously we were in the same era. We were sort of doing our thing at the same time. And Mick and I have tons of stories. I mean, him and I we're kind of besties. We like to call ourselves besties. In fact, we've already talked about how we're going to sit at the back of the bus together. It'd probably be more like the back of the limo together. But we're going to be hanging out, and we're excited about sharing that moment together and, you know, being classmates, as we call it. And Booker T and I, we had an opportunity to get really close over when we did Tough Enough. It was it was kind of cool because, you know, I'd known Bill and Steve and Booker for years. We, you know, you all work together, and that's kind of, it shows the pace of the WWE. You know, you see these people, but, you know, unless you work one-on-one with them, that's when you get to really know somebody. Mm-hmm. It's hard to really, you know, get relationships going and friendships, but you do over the years. And Booker and I, like, we really bonded. You know, we were out living in California with Bill and Steve, and we had our Tough Enough run, and it really gave us a chance to bond and get to know each other. And I'm just so happy he's getting the nod, and it came as a last minute ad. You know, no one knew about it. It was a surprise. I was actually surprised too. And I was like, I'm so thrilled that he's going in, because I think he's, you know, I don't think people realize what he's done. He's been doing it for so long. And you know, watching him, I got the opportunity to watch him closely work with the kids in the ring. And he's just so smart. And, he just gets it, you know, and his movements are so fluid, and the way he can teach people, it was awesome to watch. And you could see the kids really gravitate to him and towards his teaching. And of course, he has a school out in Houston as well. So, he's so tremendously, just powerful from a teaching standpoint, which is nice to see you passing the torch and really teaching, what you've learned and what you've brought to the business. So for him to be honored, I'm so glad that he's, in this class, and I'm honored to be in it with him.
Hall of Famer Trish Stratus joining us here on the program. WrestleMania 29 goes April 7th from MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. But WrestleMania isn't just the event. It's a whole weekend. Fan access is an absolutely crazy event. Could you just try to describe fan access and how much fun it is to be a part of the WWE Universe?
Oh, it's awesome, and it's grown every year. You know, the experience that's what it is. You know, it's not just an event, and it's an experience. And it's, you know, if you're a fan, you got to go. It's just everything you could imagine. You can touch and feel the superstars, literally. I mean, they'll have some of the outfits on display. You'll see some classic memories being unfolded before your very eyes. You'll have a chance to do ring announcing. You can watch some live action. I mean, it's really, they've over the years just added so much to it, and it's almost like they've asked fans, like, what do you want? Because it seems like I mean, it's a fan's dream in there, you know, and you get the chance to get up close and personal with the superstars itself as well. So it's an amazing experience. I mean, if you're going to WrestleMania, if you're going to do anything that weekend, Fan Access is definitely the way to really just bump up the experience for sure.